Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hey, Sam Crowley from EveryDayIsSaturday.com. Great to have you back on the Every Day is Saturday podcast, streaming on iTunes, and of course, at EveryDayIsSaturday.com. Just go there, click on the podcast button, listen. We have a brand new show every single day, not once a week, not a few times a week, every day, because every day is Saturday, man. This is where we teach you how to accept who you are, don't accept where you are. Learn how to monetize your passion. You know how freaky it is to work an entire week and then just ask for permission to have 2 days off so you can work again for another week. Now, those of you that love what you do, this is not for you, although we don't discriminate. If you have a job, listen to the show. You're going to learn a lot, especially today. We're going to talk about the power of forgiveness. So we're going a little bit off the entrepreneurial path, but still talking about personal development, how to make every day Saturday. I'm setting up tomorrow's show, Sunday, March 16th, 2014 is tomorrow's show, where I bring in my buddy Pastor Shane Harden from Branches Church, and Shane's a guest here. Each Sunday we have our spiritual podcast, and we talk about a lot of things, talk about God and faith and heaven and hell and different religions. And Shane probably wishes I wouldn't touch on all the third rails. I don't think anything's more interesting than actually touching the third rail. Why would you talk about anything else, man? It's something so vanilla, like just, hey, how's the weather? Good. I am not politically correct. I'm sure if you're listening to the show, if I know you like I think I know you, the listeners of the Everyday Saturday podcast, you are not politically correct. That's probably a downfall of yours, which I think is a great trait to be able to tell it like it is. A lot of people are offended by that, though. You know what I mean? Like, it's very difficult in today's society to be honest, to be truthful when you're face to face. It's different online. You know, online, that's pretty wild, man. Like, the internet is so wild because people have internet muscles. You know, it's like, you get on Twitter and you crack on somebody on Facebook, you got all, you know, you're really, your chest out and biceps out, you know, you're really tough and you can say anything you want. Face-to-face, a little different though, right? I mean, when you confront people face-to-face, they typically back down, or they certainly aren't as brave as they are on the internet. It is very, very wild, man. It's a phenomenon that I've been observing since I've been online as a marketer, because once you put yourself out there, Now I got to tell you, I've got it pretty good online. Not too many haters, at least not that I know of. At least they're not coming out and actively trying to find me. But you're going to have people every now and again take shots at you, and it goes perfectly with today's show talking about forgiveness. First of all, the people that are taking shots at you have absolutely zero life, and you know that. And here's the worst thing, or the best thing, depending which way you're looking at it, who you are in this equation. You know that. They know that. They've already accepted their fate in life, that this is as good as it gets for them. To be able to anonymously take a shot at you online, or even not even anonymously, but hiding behind a computer, taking a shot at you, and or gossiping, which is just a complete time vampire. Let me tell you, lesson number one, if somebody's gossiping to you, you can be rest assured they are gossiping about you 100% of the time. All right. Don't get caught up in gossip. I've done it. We're all human. We do it. It's fun. Hey, did you hear about so, you know, it's neat. Water cooler, grab a coffee type talk. But boy, it sucks the life out of everybody involved in the conversation. But when you talk about these snipers, internet snipers out there that hide behind computers, and the haters that are taking shots at you, they have no life. They're trying to take any semblance away from your life. And it's true. I mean, people who have no life will try to sabotage yours. So just understand that it's never about you. It's always 100% of the time about them. And so if you understand that, the worst thing you can do is engage a hater. You know, the worst thing is you can even give them any acknowledgement any time of day. Now, again, got both hands in the air. I'm guilty as charged. I've done it. Firing emails back and forth, or somebody cracks on you in a public forum or Twitter or Facebook or something like that. You immediately, I mean, your human instinct is to be like, what, are you kidding me? It's not even close to being true. Who are you? You know, but you can't do that. Because once you do that, you've acknowledged this individual as giving them any relevance whatsoever. And listen, when you're arguing with a fool, it's tough to tell the difference. You know what I mean? Like when you're arguing with some jackass and two people walk by and see you arguing, they're like, what a stupid conversation that is. You're dragged down into the mud with them. And then it's tough to tell who the fool is in the conversation. So lesson learned on my end as well. Never, I'm going to say never. Two words I guess you can't say are never and always. But boy, I hope to never get engaged and more importantly, never see you, especially on your everyday is Saturday journey, especially if you're young in your entrepreneurial journey. You're going to have family members. You're going to have acquaintances. You're going to have people taking shots at you. You know what? Just look the other way. Go the other way. Run as fast as you can the other way, because the productivity, the time lost dealing with that crap is going to hurt you so much. When you're planting seeds in the harvest, in the field, the worst thing you can do when birds are coming in, some birds are going to get the seed, okay? I mean, you're going to take some criticism. The birds are going to fly in. They're going to try to get the seed. But by and large, that harvest is coming up. There's no doubt about it. You plant the seed and you let it grow and you water that seed daily, that harvest is coming, all right? As long as you don't rip the seeds out of the ground. Come on, harvest, where are you? I need the money now. Okay, as long as you don't do that. The worst thing you can do is chase the birds out of the field, because then you've left the field. You've left the planting. You're not planting anymore. You're chasing birds, and it doesn't matter. If 90% of your harvest is planted and you stay there and you water it and you fertilize it and you let it grow, that's good, man. I mean, that is really good. But if you chase the birds, you're not spending time where you need to, and that's in the field. And, you know, tomorrow's podcast, when you hear it, when I talk to Shane, we're going to talk about forgiveness, and we're going to talk about how difficult it is, you know, and just how it's like, oh, I don't want to forgive you. You know, are you kidding me? Do you know what you did to me? And I don't even want to give you, because Shane talks about the show tomorrow, how he realized that he was done wrong in a situation, and these people wanted to meet with him because they wanted his forgiveness. And, you know, when you have that power over somebody, because typically when you are done wrong and you can't stop thinking about it, you know, resentment, you know, resentment is the equivalent of drinking poison and waiting for the other person to die, okay? It ultimately, all that resentment is eating you up inside. Most of the time, the other person has no idea that they've even done anything wrong to you, nor do they even care. You know, you're the one that's losing sleep every night. You're the one that can't eat. You're the one that's... But in the Shane talks about in the church tomorrow when you hear on the show that these people asked for his forgiveness. They wanted his forgiveness because they knew that that was the thing that had to happen in their Christian lifestyle in order to be moved forward. So Shane's like, I don't even want to give this to you because I know why. The only reason we're meeting for lunch is so you can get that forgiveness. But you know what? He did. He'll talk about that tomorrow. And we've all been in a situation. You know, look at your family. Let me tell you something. I keep talking about my 13-year-old daughter. I have had to exercise forgiveness more, I think, in the past year with her than I have had in the first 12 years of her life. This kid is pushing my buttons like nobody's business. Beautiful, beautiful girl. Straight-A student, but boy, I'll tell you. And I hate to sound like this. I don't know if you have kids, you ever heard that first time you said when I was your age? Or you say something that you just know at your parents' talk, and you're like, did I really just say that? God, I don't want to be that old. But it's true. When I was her age, I didn't do that. I didn't talk like that. I didn't think like that. You know, I was like, what are you thinking? Like, why would you ever say that to me? Are you kidding me? So I've had to exercise forgiveness in the past year with my oldest kid a lot. And I'll tell you what, kids will do a lot. They will train you. They will push you. It's an experience like nothing else, man. I recommend everybody have children just so you can exercise all these different great personal development skills. Patience, expectation, empowerment, you know, of course, speaking blessings into your kids and over your children and encouraging them and then forgiving them, which I seem to be forgiving my kids a lot more than any other of those. But anyway, when you're talking about family and friends, you're going to have to forgive people. When you go out to be an entrepreneur, you're putting yourself in the crosshairs. You have just put your big red bullseye on your forehead and you say, hey, look at me. I'm about to get crazy. Anybody paying attention? Because I know if you haven't been paying attention to me the last 20 years in my job, which I didn't really ruffle any feathers because I was just like you, talk like you, walk like you, everything, we were just the same. But now I'm nothing like you. So, hey, anybody want to take a shot at this big red X on my forehead? And of course they do. They want to, man. And you know, what you should do? Let them. Because the worst thing you can do is listen to any of the feedback from people who haven't been where you want to go or are not on the journey that you want to be on. Some of the great things you could do as an entrepreneur to not even give that any energy is to network locally first. There's people in your city, in your town, no matter how big or small your town, and most people are within a couple hours of a major metropolitan area. Going for different meetups, the entrepreneurial gatherings once a week, a couple times a month, things like that. If you're in a real estate investor, great ideas come from your local real estate investors association. They meet once or twice a month. It's always in a major city. And hey, look, if people aren't meeting, what's to stop you from putting together your own mastermind or your own networking group with like-minded entrepreneurs? These are the people whose ideas and whose recommendation, whose feedback you should really be valuing. Not the people that have never tried to do what you want to do. I mean, come on, are you kidding me? That's like somebody in a professional baseball player getting hitting advice from somebody that's just been a couch potato their whole life and doesn't know a baseball from a football. That doesn't make any sense, right? But when the people who do you wrong end up taking a shot at you, the first thing you got to do is forgive them because you can move on. It's so easier. It's so much easier to forgive. You don't have to necessarily forget because that's tough to do. We're all human, but you can certainly forgive. There is power in forgiveness, not for them, although it's great that you say, hey, I forgive you, but in the power that you have to say that. And you know, you really want to, this will really make some people's head just, you know, turn sideways like you blew a dog whistle in their ear. Walk up to somebody that you know and they know that they've done you wrong. You both know it, but either you've just pretend like it didn't happen or you don't want to ruffle any feathers. You want to, hey, real quick, this is me, for example. If this were to happen, which I've actually done this, by the way, and oh, it burns people big time because it's like, what do you think? What are you doing? What are you talking about? Check this out. So this happened last year, actually. An individual in my space, I'm not going to name the person's name, it's not important, just say a speaker, all right, was saying some, I don't say nasty, it wasn't nasty, it was just kind of like silly stuff about me and, you know, how I rose too quickly and who does Sam think he is and blah, 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 which I was very surprised, you know, very surprised because I didn't rise quickly through the speaking ranks or the entrepreneurial rank at all. I mean, I am a 8-year overnight success story, you know. And so this person and I shared the stage in an event last year. So, there was a big crowd around and it was an opportunity for me. It wasn't going to draw any attention and nobody knew what we were talking about, but I walked up to this person and, I said, hey, I caught wind that you had said this, you know, about me, whatever this was. It was so stupid. Most of the time, you know what I'm talking about? Most of the time, you don't even know what you were arguing about with somebody. I knew a little bit about what they said. And again, keep in mind, this was hearsay. So when it gets into gossip, it's even more ridiculous to try to address, but I knew it had happened because it come from more than just one person. So anyway, I said, hey, man, I just want to let you know I forgive you. He's like, what are you talking about? Imagine that. Imagine somebody coming up and say, hey, man, I forgive you. You're like, F you. What are you talking? Who do you think you are? Forgive me. I didn't do it. And it, oh my God, it ate him up. It ate him up because he knew what he had said. I said, hey, it got back to me that you had said, and I know you said this because I know you think this about me, that I'm this overnight success, you know, arrogant guy that's going out making every day Saturday. What happened was this person was a speaker for a long, long time, and a promoter asked me to be in a certain situation of the program, which is really cleanup. You just clean up, man. It's the best. The number one closer from stage gets the best spots to speak at. And those spots are not, for example, directly after lunch in the middle of an event. If it's a three-day event, like on day two. So that's where they had put this speaker and moved me to the closing spot. And he's like, who does Sam think he is? I've been doing this longer, blah, 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 blah. I can tell. Blah, 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 blah. So I'm like, hey, man, I forgive you. He said, what are you talking about? I said, I forgive you, man. I know you took some shots at me. No hard feelings, dude. We're all in this business together. I give it no energy. I didn't want you laying in bed at night worrying about it. He's like, I haven't laid in bed at night worried about you. I'm like, yeah, I know. But anyway, point being, it rubbed them the wrong way, but since then, we've patched things up. I've seen him at three other events since, and it's been fine. I mean, it's been really perfect. It's no big deal whatsoever. Because of that, broke the ice. But it turned it from him having power over me, because I was mad that this individual would say something, because I've never done anything to this person, say something about me. And it turned from me being mad to I walking away from that conversation. I said, hey, man, I forgive you. No hard, patted him on the back. No hard feelings. Shook his hand. To him shaking his head saying, who the hell does he think he is? And me saying, damn, that felt good. Damn, that felt good. I mean, that felt real good. Because, look, you just take the high road. You walk away, you know? So the whole point, you'll hear tomorrow on the Sunday Spiritual Podcast, more about the topic of forgiveness. On a serious note, before we end today's podcast, I just want to let you know, don't let that stuff eat you up, man. Just don't let it eat you up. Especially if you're an entrepreneur, you're going to be judged, and people are going to have, for no reason, form an opinion about you, right, wrong, or indifferent, usually based on absolutely nothing. Don't engage them. Just do not engage them. That's all they want. They want to be relevant. They're currently not relevant. They have no voice. They certainly don't have a dream. Because they gave up on their dream many years ago, and it pisses them off now that you're going for your dream. Here's what you cannot do. Don't give it any energy. Just let it die. Just let it die. Let it go. You understand me? Let it go. Because you got to stay in the field, man, for the harvest. It's every day is Saturday, right? I mean, your harvest is coming, and it's coming sooner than you think, too, as long as you stay in the field and you don't chase the birds, all right? Let the birds go. My name's Sam Crowley. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.